everybody. Thank you again for inviting me to giving me the privilege to come and give a share here this morning. I apologize that I haven't managed to produce a sheet containing the text. Hopefully I'll go a little bit slower and ensure that you will follow. And this morning I'd like to discuss the issue of filtering and straining liquids on Shabbos. The av melacha that it comes under is either one of two melachas, either borer or merake. Borer itself is separating and selecting, merake is sifting. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Meshamer, the person who filters or strains liquids on Shabbos, the filtering would mean that you purify the liquid by getting rid of the impurities that are within the liquid. And straining is to perhaps get the solids from the liquid that you might be interested in the solids. So filtering and straining. The Gemara says that somebody who does this on Shabbos, under which category of melacha is he chayav? There's two opinions in the Gemara. Rabbi Zeira says he's chayav for merake. And the Rishonim learned that the pshat in Rabbi Zeira is that whenever a person uses a implement that is designed specifically for filtering or straining or selecting, it's high for the melacha of boira, irrespective of the type of filtering that is going on, whether it's a sifting exercise or a filtering. Any time that one uses an implement designed specifically to enhance the separation process, that comes under the category of merake. In the halachas of boira, there all the different halachas are intermingled, whether it's boira, merake, zoira. Within the Shulchan Aruch, doesn't always specify under which category the activity comes, because nowadays there's really not a lot, there's no difference. But if you would have to give an hasra'ah for doing that melacha, according to Rabbi Zeira, you always would give them the hasra'ah of merakid for any type of filtering with a keli. Rabbi says that when you filter or strain, let's say you have wine which has got sediments in the wine, and you want to strain the wine so you have pure wine, Rabbi says that it's not only it's boira. Now there's machlokas we're showing him how to learn rabba. Rashi learns that rabba means it's boira as well, and the Bir Halacha finds that very difficult, because that means every time you do merake you're chayef, every time you use a keli you're chayef for both merake and boira. The Bir Halacha finds that difficult. And the Rambam Matosas learn that when rabba says that you're chayef for a boira, it means only boira and not merake. So we have then, according to the Rambam, Machlokes Rabba and Rabbi Zeira, when you filter or strain liquids, are you chayev for merakid according to Rabbi Zeira, or only boira according to Rashi and according to the Rambam and Tosfos? What's the pshat in Rabba according to the Rambam and Tosfos? Why is it not merakid? So the Bir Halacha gives an explanation. The Bir Halacha says, this is in Shin Yates, Seif Test. The Bir Halacha explains that merakid, sifting, is where you are involved with both the oichal and the psoilet. You put the mixture in the sieve, you shake up the sieve up and down. Your involvement with the keli, with the sieve, is both with the oichal and the psoilet. And wherever you're involved in both the oichal and the psoilet, that is melacha of merakid. However, when you are pouring something through the filter, your involvement the actual filtering that you are doing is not involved in both. The filtering takes place in the sieve, the whole lot goes through, your involvement is not together with the two of them at the same time. And therefore, according to a rabbi, it comes under the category of boira, and the Gemara says, just like boira, you separate the oichal from the psoilet, so too with filtering and straining, you're separating the oichal from the psoilet. That which you want will go through, and that which you don't want will remain in the sieve. So that's the separation process, oichal from psoilet. And it's not merakid where your involvement is in both. That's how the Bir Halacha learns. Perhaps it makes enough gemina later on. I'd like to put this filtering of straining in context of the following question. May you use a filter jug on Shabbos? So a filter jug is a container that you use, you pour water into the container. The container has an inbuilt filter, and the water that you pour into the container is filtered as you pour it through. And then when you pour out the water, you are using filtered or strained water. May you use such a keli on Shabbos. Okay. There is a halacha in Shin Yatas Seif Yud where the Mechaber and the Ramah differentiate between three different categories of liquids. The Mechaber starts off like this: Yayin or Mayim Shem Tzlulim, wine or water that is clear. Mutar lesanen on b'mishmeres, you're allowed to filter those through with a sieve. So why would you want to filter it if it's clear water? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Ramah explains that it has small bits of perhaps little pieces of wood or little bits of impurities that you'd like to get rid of, but predominantly the liquid is clear. Most people will drink it as it is. So there the Mechaber says, Yayin imayim shem tzlulim mutar lesanen on b'mishmeres, it's mutar to use a filter. What's the explanation? The explanation is that since most people will drink the liquid as is, we consider that the sediments or the impurities that are in the liquid are bottled to the liquid, and we consider that you have in front of you one item, and wherever you have one item, then there's nothing to separate, even if for a particular reason you want to pass it through a filter. But since we categorize this liquid as wine, pure wine, as one item, the halacha is you can even use a keli that is designated for filtering, because this is not called a filtering exercise and it's mutter. That's the first category of liquid. Then we have a second category of liquid, which is, let's go to the extreme case, where nobody would drink the liquid in this form. It is, let's say, wine which has got lots of sediments, or sometimes you have a tea where you have the tea bag that slips, and yet the tea is full of tea leaves, nobody will drink it as it is. There are many different examples of that. Here we say you have two, you have the liquid and the solid, two parts. So this is categorized as a mixture min ha-Torah. Nobody will drink it like this, or most people will not drink it like this. Then the halacha is you're certainly not even allowed to, not allowed to use a keli. You're also not allowed to use a improvised keli, let's say a cloth, the way you could pass this liquid through the cloth. The cloth is not designated for filtering, but it does the job. So just like you're not allowed to separate with any type of keli that enhances the separation process, even though it's not designated keli. Like the cloth says you're not allowed to use a plate. You have beans or something like that, you'd like to separate them, you shake them around in a plate. The plate is not something a keli designated for butter. The Mechaber says that you still can't do it. Why? Because that is a drabonah. It's an issur drabonah. So in this case, where you have a liquid which is categorized as a mixture min ha-Torah, it's two parts. Not only are you not allowed to use a keli, you're also not allowed to use a improvised implement of cloth. And we're not talking about now where it comes to either schita or libun. Where, let's say, we have a designated cloth that you don't care whether it gets dirty, you're not going to bother whether to squeeze it out. Such a cloth is not allowed to be used for this type of liquid. And then we have the category in between. So we have a category where most people would not drink it as it is, but if you didn't have anything else, you would. So first we have to consider whether we consider this to be a mixture min ha-Torah. Do we consider in this case to be called an oichel and psoilet to have two parts, or do we consider it to be one part? And then what's that halacha? So this is called a mixture midrabona. Min ha-Torah we don't consider it to be a mixture, it's one item, but the rabbanon gave it a status of a mixture since most people wouldn't drink it as it is. Now in this category there's a machlokes rishonim as to what the halacha is. The Mechaber brings two opinions. The first opinion of the Mechaber is that you're not allowed to use a keli designated for filtering, but you may use an improvised keli, you may use a cloth, provided that you also make a slight shinoi in the process. Whereas the Rambam holds that in this case you can't use the cloth at all. So those are the three categories. You have the category number one, which is a complete mixture, you can't filter it at all. The category number two, which is a partial mixture where most people would not drink it, but if you had to, you would. That is called a mixture midrabonah. And here we have and you're not allowed to use a sieve, a designated keli for it, but according to the Mechaber, you may use a cloth, provided you have a, you introduce a shinoi, and according to the Rambam, you're not allowed to use the cup at all. And then we have the third category, which is not considered, which is a pure mixture, and you can't do anything with it. Those are the three categories. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that when it comes to the middle category, toiv lochosh ledivrei Rambam. But there, toiv lochosh ledivrei Rambam, which means that lechatchila, you shouldn't use a cloth even with a shinoi for that type of mixture. So for example, you have some orange juice which has got pips in it. Most people wouldn't drink the orange juice with it's perhaps a small amount of pips or peel in it. Most people wouldn't drink it. But if you didn't have anything else, you certainly would. This is an example that fits into this middle category. And the Mishnah Berurah person told the Lachos to give a Rambam not to filter it with a shinoi. The type of shinoi that the Machabes it refers to is normally when you put a cloth over a keli which you want to use as a sieve, then you'd create a little ditch or little in the cloth so that the cloth wouldn't be flat across the top of the keli, but it would go inward a little bit, so it would take the weight of the liquid that you're filtering. The shinoi that the Machaber says you should do is to have it straight, completely straight. Okay. So sometimes in the water you have the water is coloured brown. The water is sometimes brown. Sometimes it makes it difficult to drink. Can you filter that with a cloth on Shabbos or not? So we first have to decide: is it completely impossible to drink? If it comes under the category that nobody would drink it, then you can't. Then there's nothing you can do. If it comes under the middle category, i.e., that push comes to shove, you have no other water, you would. Here is the middle category. Mr. Burris says, "Tov lochos ledivrei Rambam." You wouldn't be able to tie, let's say, a cloth around the tap. You wouldn't be able to do that lechatchila. However, since the Mishnah Berurah is a tov lochos, if you're not going to be able to drink any other water on Shabbos, certainly the Mishnah Berurah wouldn't say tov lochos ledivrei Rambam. That's a b'dievrei situation. You can't do anything about it. There we can follow the opinion of the Machaber and introduce the cloth together with a shinoi, so you'd be able to wrap the cloth tightly around the tap so that at the bottom of the tap it's flush with the outlet, and then you'd be able to then pass the water through the cloth and drink that water on Shabbos. Okay, let's get back to the case of the jug with a filter. Now, most likely the water that we're putting into the jug initially is the tap water. Now, everybody drinks tap water as is. So the tap water we would consider to be one item. We don't consider it to be an Urkel and a Psoilus just because you want to filter it. It's called one item, and the halacha is like the Machaber says, that you may even use a keli designated for filtering. So in this case, the tap water is one item. You may put it into the water jar, the filter jar, and you may use it on Shabbos. Although when you put it through, you are filtering it. But since it's called one item, there's no ifs or whatsoever. And even you may use a keli that is designated for filtering. That's what the Machaber says. Mutar l'tarimon mishmeret. Okay. Let's go to a different case now. Before that, there is a very famous question regarding the tap water in New York City. At one point, there were minute shrimps in the water in the tap water. So there was a big discussion of whether you can put a filter onto the taps on Shabbos. Now, if you could actually see the shrimps in the water, presumably that would be considered water that is totally unsuitable to drink, and even the non-Jewish people wouldn't drink it, and certainly we would consider that to be an Urkel and a Psoilus, and I think certainly you would not be able to use even a filter.
But people
don't filter. Yes, we'll come to Pesach in a second. If you can't see the shrimps, okay, so you have the cup of water. It looks pure tap water to you, but if you hold it up to the light and you look very, very carefully, you would be able to. Now, presumably, most of New York still drank that water, but because there is a problem of toloi, we are careful not to drink the water because of the toloi. But as far as the water is concerned, it's pure water. The question is that we first have to decide: do we consider this water to be water because as one item, because that's what most of New York does, it drinks it as is, Or do we say that because we are careful not to drink this water because of the tzolo'im, for us we consider it to be two items, the water together with the tzolo'im, and then we have a problem of filtering. The Poskim say that we treat this as a drabonon case of a mixture. It's like the middle level. Why? Because as far as the oichel and the psoles is concerned, if you take out any yisurim, everybody drinks it. That's what the most people in New York do. So it's treated intrinsically as one item. When it comes to boire, we treat that whether you have an oichel and a psoles, we categorize it by what it is intrinsically, by its taste and by its name. When it comes to halachas that you add to it, we don't consider that as on the Torah level as a mixture. So, for example, if you have apples that are tevel, and you have other apples from which you've had trumas and masrus taken from it, or any of the shiva minim from etzadra, whatever the case is, you have the same item. One is mutter and one is otter to eat. In halachas boira, at the Torah level, they're all apples. You know, the math teachers always used to say you can't add apples and oranges. But these apples you can, they're all apples, you can all add them together. They're considered to be one item. As far as the Hilchos Boreh is concerned, midrabanan, because there is an issa on one of the on a part of them, we treat it as a mixture level midrabanan. So in case of the water, it would be the same thing. We would treat it as a mixture midrabanan. So what's the halacha in that middle case? The halacha is that Toib Lachos Lachatzchila Ledevar Rambam, that you cannot use even a cloth, but for the evidence, you've got nothing else to do, no other water to be able to drink, then we can rely on the shita of the machaber and filter it through a cloth with a shinui. So the poskim were mati to tie a cloth, some poskim were mati to tie a cloth around the tap and drink the water as such. And that's the same issue with Pesach, because when it comes to Pesach, it's a problem of chomet, it's not a problem that there's an intrinsic psoilet in the water that would bother us. And therefore, the halacha would seem to be the same, and that's what people do. They tie cloths around the taps. Okay, let's look at a different aspect now. Let's say you have a glass of wine or a cup of tea, and in the tea you have a tea bag. And okay, so this is how you get that on Shabbos. There are ways that it could happen. And the tea bag split, or you have a teapot which has got tea leaves in it. You want to pour out the liquid from the cup into another cup. May you do that on Shabbos or not? Okay, so here there is an interesting machaber. The machaber says like this: Mutar la'aretz b'nachas mikli l'chaveroi. You may pour slowly from one keli to another. So we're talking about this situation where you have, let's say, wine with sediment, and the sediment has predominantly sunk to the bottom of the jug. You want to pour the wine out into another jug, so you have pure wine in the other jug. So the machaber says you may do that slowly, or revad, provided sheyizoy, that you're careful, shek sheyifsoy kakiluach, that when the flow has been interrupted, umaschilin leired nitzoytzoyz ketanoiz hanashufoiz ba'achroino, and the small droplets of residue start dripping out from the jug. In other words, you come right to the bottom, and now you are separating, as it were, from the liquid from the solid. Here you have to be careful. There, you mustn't do that on Shabbos, because if you do that, shim lo yasigenan et mukachu sheu boire. So the Machaber says that until the point where you get to the mixture, so the most of the liquid, which is pure on its own, you may pour off, no problem. When you get to the bottom and there's the liquid is mixed with the sediment, there you have to be careful not to pour off. Okay, question that we have to understand is, what's the issue here? Conceptually, when you pour off something from A to B, in this case, you pour off the wine and you've got the sediment left in the water, what is considered to be the selected item? Okay. In Hilchos Boreh, the halacha is you may select the oichel from the psoles if you do it by hand for immediate use. So if I have nuts and raisins here in a bowl in front of me, I select, so I'm doing an act of selection with my hand and I select the nuts, then I've done that's what I want. I've selected the oichel. If I don't want the nuts and I remove the nuts, then I've done an act of selection by removing the psoles. That is clearly defined, because my act of selection is what I actually take. So that is called the selected item, clear. If it's the orcha, then it's muta. If it's the psoilas, then it's forbidden. What do I consider to be the selected item when I pour off something? Is the selected item what I still have remaining in my hand? Or is the selected item what I've poured off? And when we know the answer to that question, then we can say, if the selected item is the oichel, then it's mutter. If the selected item is the psoilas, then I can't do it. But I first have to know what's the selected item. So when I pour off the liquid, do I consider the liquid that I've poured off to be what I've selected, or do I consider what I've got left in my hand to be the selected, because that's what I'm holding in my hand? So the Gemara we brought before, that the Rabbi said that filtering Mashana is Boira, says clearly, Ma Boira, just like Boira, you separate the Oichel from the Psoilas. So when you're filtering or straining, you're selecting the Oichel from the Psoilas. It's clear from that Gemara that the item that is poured out is called the selected item. If that then is the Oichel, then it's permitted. And if that is the psoilas, then it's forbidden. But what you have left in your hand is not called the selected item. Okay. There is the Tilin Lod asked the Stira to that from various places. The Mishnah Berurah brings another example. The Mishnah Berurah at the beginning brings the example of using a sieve for boira. And the Mishnah Berurah goes in his introduction says that you only chai for boira where you have any one of the three items, then you're chayav. It's muta only when you have all three together. If you only have two and one is missing, you're chayav. What are the three? By hand, immediate use, and you select the oichel. So in the example of the keli, of using the keli, the Mishnah Berurah says like this: Im hubara b'keni shederach livrabo. If you select with a keli that is normal to use, could go in the nap of a cover, for example, a sieve or a strainer, chayav. Even if you select the oichel from the psoilas, the datei lechamia. So you've got those two criteria are sorted. You're doing oichel from psoilas, and you want to do it for immediate use. Nevertheless, it's forbidden because you're using a keli. Miyachekein derech haboyre b'keli. This is the normal way of selecting with a keli. Now, listen carefully. Pa'omim huboyre. Sometimes you select. What does he say? The oichel min apsoilet. He's selecting the oichel from the psoilet. What's the example of selecting the oichel from the psoilet? Keep going. Shenikve akavra dakin. The holes in the sieve are very fine. The oichel hugas. The oichel is much larger. The oichel stays in the sieve, and the psoilet goes through the sieve. This is called oichel from psoilet. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says clearly. Okay, we have to understand why should that be. I've got my sieve, I've got the two things in the sieve, I shake it up and down. What I have left in the sieve, the Mishnah Berurah calls the selected item, and that's oichel from psoilas. If that would be the psoilas, then it would be psoilas from oichel, but it isn't in this case. That is lechora a contradiction to what we just said, because there you see that what you have left in your hand is called the selected item. But we just said that where you pour out, when a liquid, where you pour out from the first jug into a second jug, we call the selected item what you poured out. And if that is the oichel, then it's mutter. If that is the psoilas, then it's forbidden. The chayav, that is a contradiction. So the poskim discussed this thing. Talga brings various contradictions, and it's from the Shulchan Aruch Rav. In one place, he says that the item that you poured out is the oichel, and in the sitting, he says the item that you hold in your hand is called the selected item. I think the conclusion of the Igle Tal is as follows. Where you are holding the implement that does the separation, then we consider that what you have left in your hand to be the selected item. Just like if I would put my hand into the nuts or raisins and take out whatever I need, then that's called the selected item. So where I'm actually holding the implement that does the separation, then what I have left in that implement, that is the selected item. However, where I'm pouring out, then I'm not holding the item that does the separation. There's a keli that's lying over there, or it's considered to be bayad. The filtering process is considered bayad, and we'll see that in a second. There, what I pour out is the selected item. And therefore, in the case of the wine, what I pour out is the liquid that I want is called oichel, and then it will be mutter provided you have the other criteria. That's lechora a satisfactory resolution to this problem. Okay, so Let's go back to our case. We've now satisfied ourselves that pouring out the liquid is the oichok. Okay, what did the Mechaber say? The Mechaber said you have to be careful that when you get to the end and you've got the liquid mixed with the residue, then you're not allowed to do it. Why? That's clearly boira. Why is it boira? What am I doing? I'm pouring out the liquid which I want. And we've just said that when you pour out the liquid, that is called the selected item, what you pour out. If that is the oichok, then it's mutter, provided it is the yad, and for me to use. So why then does the Mechaber say you can't do it? Says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting from the Mamun Avraham, you have to say, you have no choice, that the Mechaber means when you do it for later on. And then the Hanami, if you do it for immediate use and you want it now, it's mutter. Are you using a keli? This isn't called using a keli. Why is it not called using a keli? Because the keli does not enhance the separation process. All you're doing is pouring out. You could equally do that with your hands, but your hands would get dirty, so you use the keli. The keli doesn't enhance the selection process. Whereas when you use a plate, which we saw before that it's a keli, which is used for boira and it's considered keli midrash boira, there, when you shake around the things in the keli, you certainly use the keli to help you with a separation. You couldn't do that with your hand. Imagine you have in your hand, let's say, beans, and some are good and some are bad, and you start shaking it around in your hand, you wouldn't be able to separate it. When you use a keli, a plate, then you can start shaking it around. You can end up with half on one side or half on the other side, or the ones you want in the middle or on the outside. So there the plate helps you doing the separation. But when you pour out, that's called by doing it by hand. That's what the Mishnah Berurah said. Therefore, the prohibition here in the Mechaber is because you want it for later on. So we've established that if you want it for now, and you're pouring out what you want, then it's mutter. Okay. So let's say you have cream on it in a cup of milk, and you want the cream. So, and I want it for immediate use. According to this, it's clear that you may pour out the cream. If you don't want the cream, so then when you pour out the cream, you call the cream, what you pour out, we call that the selected item. If you don't want it, it becomes the soda. You can't do that. If it would be theoretically possible to pour out a fly from a cup of wine without pouring out any wine, you wouldn't be able to do it. Because by pouring out the fly, that is called the selected item. Although you want the wine and it's left in your hand, but when you pour out a fly, if it would be possible to pour out by itself, it would be considered that you selected the fly. That is called the selected item, and therefore you can't do it. If you pour it out together with wine, that's fine, because you've not made any separation. Okay, that says that we've got time to go into that. Okay. Having established that, let's look at some practical applications. You open a tin of tuna on Shabbos, and there's oil on top of the tuna. You want to get rid of it. Okay, for immediate use, and presumably we call it by hand, just like we call pouring out from one cup into another, we call it by hand. So it happens to be the tuna is in a tin, okay, but I'm pouring it out. If I want to get rid of the oil that's on it, then that is what I don't want. That is called the selected item that I can't do. Let's take some a vegetable soup, and you want the liquid. Okay, so you want to pour out the liquid from the container, and you're left with the solid. If I want that, then that's called the selected item, and I can't do it. And I can do it. If I don't want the liquid, I only want the solid, then even if it's for me, that you can't do it. Okay, what about, let's say, now you've got noodles in the chicken soup, and you want to serve that with a ladle, and you want to put the ladle on the side of the pot. Okay, so again, it's the same principle. We will treat it as a mixture. You cannot use the keli. What you pour out is considered to be the selected item. So you have to know what you want. If you want the liquid, that's okay. If you don't want the liquid, it's not okay. What you have to consider here in this case is, do we consider it to be using a keli or not? The poskim here are machmir. The poskim consider the ladle, the lid, the side of the pot to be called a keli. And therefore they're machmir. So you have to be careful, you can't do that. Similarly, a spoon with holes in it, and you take up peas or beans, the post can treat that as a keli for boiling. Okay, now there is one after that I do want to add, a couple of minutes, where according to Rav Shlem, what I'm going to say, Rav Shlem Zalman, the way he explains it, it would come out that you could use all these implements. What he says is like this: take a teapot. A teapot has in it a type of filter at the bottom of the spout. So let's say you have the tea and tea leaves together in the teapot, and you want to pour out the liquid. So what we've said so far is that until you get to the bottom, when you pour out the liquid, that's no problem, because that part of the liquid doesn't have any sediment, doesn't have any leaves in it. Problem is when you get to the bottom. Okay, when you get to the bottom, the problem here is that you're using a keli. What's the keli? The keli is the sieve type mechanism that is inbuilt into the teapot. So according to what we've said so far, many poskim hold like this, that we consider it to be a keli for borer, that's how it's designed, and you can't do it. You can't pour, even though you're pouring out the tea and that's what you want, but since you're using a keli, you can't do it. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman like this, and in fact, many poskim hold like that. I mean, the Igli Tal brings, and the other poskim bring, the Shvi'is Shabbos brings from the Maral Diskin, that he was careful not to do it. Lots of the Gedolim didn't do it on Shabbos. The Chazon Ish, so he's brought down the name of the Chazon Ish, that although Yesh and his Horin, etc., but Efshar, it should be Mutter for the following reason. And the Chazon Ish says like this, and Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to be saying the same thing. What they say is like this, that where you have a keli that is always used for immediate use, that is treated as filtering by hand. Just like we saw that derech achila in boyer is mutter, or where you're using a peeler and for immediate use in a situation where you can't do anything else. Let's say you're allowed to peel oranges. Why? You can't eat the orange any other way. We called it derech achila. We spoke about this last time. Derech achila is not an exercise of boyer. It's called using the item, eating the item. Rav Shlomo Zalman, that wherever you that the keli is always used for immediate use, it ceases to be a keli that is manufactured specifically for a separation process. That seems to be the explanation of Rav Shlomo Zalman, and also what the Chazon Ish says. Now, so according to that, Rav Shlomo Zalman says you may use the teapot on Shabbos, and equally you'll be able to use any other implement that is always used for immediate use. And if so, we could now consider what the situation will be with a ladle, with the side of the pot, with a lid. All of these would very likely come under the same category. And according to that, it might be mutter to do those things on Shabbos, even where the item you're selecting is, provided, of course, that you're selecting the item that you want. Okay.
Da 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 da